It's Monday, September 12th, 2022, and I'm Dave Sobel. Three things to know today. SaaS software costs to increase up to 20% by 2025, says Gartner. The pulse of IT leaders points to business alignment, and COVID mandates revisited. This is the Business of Tech. Another Gartner prediction, and this one is a doozy. According to Gartner projections, the combined effect of inflation, competitive labor markets, and environmental sustainability requirements will lead to 15% to 20% higher SaaS costs by 2025. Quote, although there may be some justification for pricing uplifts due to increased expenses or currency fluctuations, some IT vendors may be opportunistically looking to grow profitability, Hannah Decker, principal analyst and one of the report's authors, said in an email to CIO Dive. From the same article, software spending will rise at a compounded annual growth rate of 10.3% through this year, according to a Forrester report. Why do we care? A 20% increase in 3 years to SaaS isn't necessarily something that most businesses budgeted for. I'm not saying it's unreasonable, although it might be. I'm just noting that when customers sign up for service, they generally anticipate a lot less of an increase. I'm often dismissive of cloud cost control products, and perhaps I need to rethink my stance. To be sure, planning for this now is essential. If it can outpace the cost of increased revenue, however, the problem does go away. Let's dive into a new IT Leaders Pulse Report 2022 by MuleSoft Research. This surveys over 1,000 IT leaders worldwide working in enterprise organizations. The report has 20 key findings. I'm going to focus on five, quoting ZDNet. Employee well-being is now an investment priority. Over the next 12 months, the majority of respondents plan to invest in improving IT employee well-being ahead of upskilling and increasing team headcount. This includes providing enhanced remote and flexible working capabilities. Improved collaborative processes needed between IT and business teams. IT is no longer just a technology enabler. It now solves business-critical problems, tackles major business objectives, and helps develop competitive advantages with technology. IT is leaning into existing investments rather than buying new technology. Most IT leaders at 72% prefer to update or upgrade existing solutions wherever possible rather than replacing them. The role of senior IT leaders has evolved beyond technology acumen. In a post-pandemic world, senior IT leaders require a skill set that is much broader than technology expertise. The report found that 84% of IT leaders noted the need for developing non-IT skills to add strategic value to their businesses. And IT now measured by productivity, cost reduction, and experiences. Roughly half of all senior IT leaders are now evaluated on employee productivity at 52%, cost reduction and optimization, 50%, and customer and employee experience. This varies between industries. For example, 62% of senior IT leaders are measured on employee productivity for financial services and insurance. Why do we care? Borrowing enterprise data and adapting it to the needs of SMB is a staple of this show, and the ideas here aren't going to be revolutionary. They're likely just harder for small companies. I'm increasingly convinced that the consultancy model is, or will, swinging around in popularity among the most successful providers in the industry. This list is the same that any business owner will be asking for, and your gold, silver, bronze, plastic-tiered offerings don't address these needs. That's amplified if customer services are out of the cloud. That's why we care. Focusing here. I noted this article and wanted to follow up as it was a topic previously, vaccine mandates. Axios with an article entitled, Companies Are Dropping Vaccine Mandates. It's a bit more nuanced than that. With hiring more difficult and employers seemingly desperate to get employees in the office, some are trying to remove any barrier to entry. Goldman Sachs lifted their vaccination requirements everywhere but New York City, and Cisco stopped requiring vaccination back in June. Google, Edelman, and Facebook do still require vaccination, and Microsoft declined to comment. Why do we care? The headline feels disconnected from the content. I'll note that the White House messaging here isn't pushing mandates, leaving this entirely to businesses to decide. That's the reality. The decision on how to proceed will be highly localized. I've cited data recently that one of the reasons for staffing shortages is still COVID. Let's not ignore that reality. I think mandates alone are not advisable for small businesses. Instead, focus on a flexible policy for illness and make it broad and trusting. No one wants to spread any sickness in the office, so build an environment supportive of that. Did you know we have a newsletter? We actually have two. You can get the stories every day in your inbox with links to all the references by signing up for our Daily Digest, or get the long form every single week on Monday mornings. Sign up at businessof.tech/subscribe and get both versions of the podcast. Thanks for listening. Today is National Video Games Day, really the only one I care about, except it's also National Chocolate Milkshake Day. This one sounds perfect. Talk to you again tomorrow. The Business of Tech is written and produced by me, Dave Sobel, under ethics guidelines posted at businessof.tech. Like the content? Support the show at patreon.com/MSPradio or buy our Why Do We Care merch at businessof.tech. If you want to reach our listeners, visit mspradio.com/engage.
Part of the MSP Radio Network.